This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, I haven't done my hair. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So everybody's getting their panties all up in a bunch. Apparently there's a rumor, and let's kind of break this down, that I live in Nevada, that other states that might be a little bit more overwhelmed with the virus are coming over to Nevada, coming to the Nevada side, going into our hospitals, and raising up our numbers. And I know many people are thinking that maybe Nevadans are getting kind of petty. You don't understand. We're on the verge of another lockdown. You know, bars had to close. Restaurants can't do, you know, inside. That's in California. California can't have the inside seating. But in Vegas, we can't have bars, you know, and which is kind of huge for Vegas. Especially it's kind of huge for this time, you know, this epidemic. People want to drink. There's really not much else to do. And I know you could go outside, but it's hot. There's really not a lot to do except go and get some drinks. I didn't realize, I don't really drink a lot, but I didn't realize how much I go to bars because of happy hour. See, I like cheap food. And happy hour takes the menu and, like, cuts it in half sometimes, even though it's really a jip because you actually see, plates that are, really smaller, and you wouldn't even order that. Like, Outback Steakhouse has a happy hour. I'm thinking I could get the prime rib for half off. Doesn't work that way. But I go to happy hour, and I take people out, right? And it's funny. I'll take them out. I go, oh, babe, let me take you out. And, you know, they're thinking, okay, great. You know, let's do 8 o'clock steakhouse. I'm like, no, let's go to happy hour. So I kind of miss that because now I'm actually taking people to full meals. But that's either here or there. So Nevada's a little bit nervous. What's going to happen with salons? What's going to happen with gyms? What's going to happen with the casinos? So the last thing we need is our numbers being falsely elevated. And I like Arizonans. I mean, I grew up in Arizona. I was born in L.A., SoCal, but I grew up in Arizona. So, you know, I do have a, piece of my heart still there, and I'm licensed in Arizona. So what's exactly going on? Well, what happened is there was a story, and I'm not exactly sure which reporter broke the news, but apparently some of the hospitals had been very transparent about, our hospitalizations are up. We're seeing some from Nevada. We're seeing some from Arizona, some from Nevada. And then everybody, all hell broke loose. Some of the hospitals have declined to comment because they're probably like, wait, let's just give you an answer when we actually have one. Let's look at the data. Others are like, yeah, we saw some, but it wasn't that big a deal. We only saw a few. So I'm licensed in Arizona, and I see about, 20, 30, 40 patients a day, depending on, if I want to take a nap or not. And when I take a nap, it's less, obviously. Even though I could, see patients in my sleep, I don't. I'm awake when I do it. And Arizona is overwhelmed, all right? And, there's reports of, multiple states being overwhelmed with patients. And in Arizona, people are having a hard time getting into an urgent care. In terms of the hospitals, we know that some of the hospitals, like in Tucson, were maxed in terms of the ICU. And so would it surprise me that some people are going to Nevada? No, because some of my patients said, look, if I can't find a place to go to Nevada, I have to go elsewhere. Now, I would calm them down and say, look, this is what you need to do. You need to get tested. You need to do this. If I thought that they needed hospitalization, I told them to call 911 or go to a nearby hospital. So I haven't heard of anybody particularly telling me they're going to now drive over to Nevada or going to drive over to California to go to the hospital. Nevada has some amazing hospitals, and I am very flattered that people would want to come to Nevada for medical care because we have some of the best doctors in the country. Nevada is awesome. I know some stupid rumors got out there that, Nevada doctors are bad. No, they're not. The malpractice crisis hit us just as hard because, unfortunately, Nevada attracts a lot of transit sort of residents. And so, you know, people will poop where they eat. And, you know, we doctors are like, wait a second, we're damn good. And I think the reason why we doctors were good is I told you guys about my training experience. You know, with my training experience, we were busy and we didn't have enough, you know, medical staff and medical doctors. So we students did stuff that most other students haven't. You know, we did central lines, we intubated, we delivered babies, we did surgery, and we did that at the medical student level. And so by the time we graduated, it was old hat. So, you know, doctors in Nevada rock. Medical professionals, PAs, nurse practitioners, you're good. If you see somebody in Nevada, you're good. However, this rumor that, you know, we might be, which was confirmed by some of the hospitals, that, yeah, we did see some Arizona people, shouldn't, you know, make people start, you know, planning Armageddon, because keep in mind, Nevada is already kind of a trifecta of, you know, California and Arizona and Utah. And I mean, Las Vegas particularly, you know, is in that center area where we get people from all over. And so don't be, it's no real big surprise that we have people in Nevada that, you know, or go to the hospital that come from other places. That's always been. I can't tell you how many people I took care of people from California. Or I mean, you know, when you work at UMC or you work at these hospitals, you will see people from other states, right? We are a tourist town. That's kind of a no duh. But let me just tell you, being a physician in Nevada and seeing patients online, we have enough Nevada cases going on here. So if somebody said, oh, well, that's why our hospitalizations are going up, it's because they're from Arizona, we're too close to Arizona for us to be completely in the clear. All right, from what I'm hearing, people are calling in, they're having the symptoms, they're sick. So if somebody told me that 95% of the hospitalizations that we're seeing in Nevada are Nevadans, I wouldn't be surprised, because I'm hearing about just as many COVID cases in Nevada as I am in Arizona. Now, how serious are they? Well, it depends. I mean, I'm seeing a very small sliver, you know, of a patient population. I'm seeing the sliver that either needs advice on if they have to go to a hospital or they have mild cases. So I don't know how representative my population is based on the average person that's having trouble breathing or that passes out that gets rolled into a hospital. So are some of these numbers skewed in multiple states? Yes, which is kind of what we think the Washington administration wants to do. I don't know if they made the best move shifting things from the CDC. I think the data should go to multiple entities so then we could cross-check. So I think the CDC should be involved and DC, such as the HHS. But it just goes to show that if we are citing numbers and closing people down, people want the numbers and they want the accurate numbers. So I'm for accuracy. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly. And on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a good friend of mine was in the process of building a medical school, a new medical school. And about a year ago, we talked, and I asked him about the class sizes and the seating. And he said, no, we're not doing stadium seating. And I was like, what? I mean, that's how medical schools have been for centuries. And I'm like, wow. And he's like, no, you know, we have a very unique and, you know, ingenious way of doing it. And I thought he was like crazy. How the heck do you teach hundreds of students like that? Well, what I didn't realize is my dear friend, Dean Dr. John Doherty, had the foresight way before COVID came on what the new generation medical schools are going to look like and what the new generation of medical students need. So joining us today is Dean and Chief Academic Officer of Norda College of Osteopathic Medicine, Dr. John Doherty. Hi, Dr. Doherty. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Okay, so I, universities are grappling, medical students, osteopathic schools, dental schools. I mean, people are grappling with how do you make the new COVID-era institutions, and you had already designed it a year ago. Can you talk a little bit more about what you've designed?
Well, the challenge that we've got with not only this COVID environment, but prior to, is the generation of students that are coming through high school and college right now just don't learn the same way that we did. Like you mentioned in the introduction, we had a classroom where you could sit 100, 200 people, and there was a professor at the front of the room, and he was playing karaoke, PowerPoint karaoke, and running through the slides, and I say they do karaoke cowboys because they take that laser pointer and they circle important words, and then they turn around and they look and they want to see nodding heads.
Yes.
And that professor gets their affirmation from those nodding heads because they feel like they've connected and, you know, they've made a difference, you know, all the things that's about the person standing in front of the room. Well, if you have little ones or even middle schoolers or high schoolers, you know that they will sit next to each other in the same room and text rather than talk. Mm-hmm. And this generation are all digital natives. So that's, I think, one of the big reasons why things like TikTok have taken off. It's because, you know, that's their preferred way of not only entertainment, but engagement. So the concept is to meet them in the middle. So as opposed to us saying, we've done this 100 years this way, therefore you shall. We are redesigning this engagement, if you will, to meet them where they are. So as you mentioned, what we're doing then is having 4 to 7 minute content videos, not a lot unlike TikTok or, you know, some of the other platforms. And then after the student watches a little segment, then we ask them a question about that segment. And it may be in a form of a gamification to where they have to go through a little game to try and see if they can get the answer correct and or just a regular question like they will take on their examination when they get their board certification to become doctors in practice. So that's kind of the major difference. And because of that, we don't have to have that big room. So we can have students in small groups or in like our current circumstances at home, and they can still engage in the content. And then we're going to give them feedback every day in the form of performance scores on how they accomplished the material, as opposed to waiting till the end of the term or the semester to take a test and then figure out that maybe 4 weeks ago you missed a point and you kind of lost all the content that was related to that. So
that is so true.
In that situation, yeah. Because, unfortunately, if you only have a midterm and a final, and it's a semester-long course, you know, you can get yourself in a pickle real fast as a student before you know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, as a faculty member, as Dr. Dahlia has been one of my faculty members in the past and a wonderful faculty member that students adore and love, as she called them, her baby docs.
My little baby docs.
I know. And they love you. But you... Yeah, you did, but you made them better physicians because you drove them crazy.
But you
would have been able to have information like on a Friday that somebody was maybe having a challenge. Maybe it was an academic challenge. Maybe it was a personal issue, you know, that impacted their ability to learn. And then you would have been able to call them in and say, you know, hey, student Dr. So-and-so, what's going on? I saw that maybe you haven't been doing as well, and you've been doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the advisors and the medical school personnel can help that individual long before it becomes written in stone.
You know, that's so true. You know, it's interesting because in medical school, you know, you and I, and you've been in academia and for years, and, you know, my, academic training was much, much, you know, smaller, shall we say. And we were taught in medical school, you see one, do one, teach one. And that was much different than the whole stadium sort of learning. And I found that I learned better with the see one, do one, teach one, because I got more one-on-one. I wasn't in the back of a classroom, ignored, and then people could see why I was doing it wrong. Say, no, you put the central line in this way, you do it this way. And I learned better, and I learned quicker. You know, people think, well, gosh, only 7-minute or 8-minute segments. How do you learn all the material? The average student zones out. The average student zones out after a few minutes. So what's the point in lecturing for an hour when they're just going to forget?
Right. And to your point, exactly, there's a lot of hands-on that goes to being a competent physician. So from that aspect, you know, you had mentioned that the old see one, do one, teach one. Well, we're going to be using a lot of augmented reality, virtual reality, hands-on task trainers. So in our circumstances, it's see one, do one, okay, maybe got 70%, do it again, okay, got 80%, do it again, got 100%, then teach one.
Yes.
So there's no penalty associated with not getting it right, not being perfect right out of the gate, because that's just not the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to be able to move forward. You know, if they're competent, then they're going to be really confident in engaging that patient, and they will be less frustrated because of that confidence. And our hope and goal is that that will shine through as developing a more compassionate, empathetic physician, because they do have that confidence in what they've done.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to founding dean of NORDA College of Osteopathic Medicine, Dr. John Doherty. So NORDA plans on taking their first class this 2021, this coming fall. Not this fall, but next fall. That's pretty
correct.
Exciting.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a 2-year marathon, and we've got one more year to go before we have students walk through the door. We've been approved to recruit students, and that's been a vigorous process. And we will then, the next steps once we start getting in the applications is getting the thumbs up to start accepting those students. And as you said, having them initiate and start classes in the fall of 21.
And what's amazing is because this is a new school, you have some of the latest in software, you know, technology, like anatomy. You know, this one picture that we have shows the organs that are basically 3D. Can you explain that? That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I call that our Tony Stark stuff. So we have the traditional anatomy, as you did and as all physicians did. But you have that moment to where you actually have to go in the anatomy lab, and it's more of a badge of honor to say that you spent 160 hours in the anatomy lab, but it is actually a learning process for some situations. So with the technology, there's a lot of schools like, you know, there in Nevada have gone with pure digital anatomy. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a hybrid. What you see in that picture is engaging in some of the digital stuff, but you can bring it up. You can actually walk around it three-dimensionally. You can take the heart and you can make it 6 feet tall. You can stick your head inside the heart.
Wow.
And look through the blood flow going through the heart.
Wow.
And in combination with that, we will have live, we will have donors who will be in our lab, and we'll have the section that's accomplished by the staff and what we call is pro-section. So it's done ahead of time, and then we're going to be combining those two elements, the digital elements with mm-hmm. the actual cadaveric elements.
Good.
And we think that we can get a richer, fuller experience for the student with a higher degree of understanding associated with anatomy and mm-hmm. function of anatomy as we move forward. And that's just mm-hmm. a small piece of it. We're doing the same thing with physiology, same thing with some biochemical principles, and
wow.
We're trying to
wow.
interject, as one of our faculty members says, the magic school bus into medical education today. So active
yes.
engagement, entertaining, three-dimensional.
That's the way to do it. I want to come back to school. I want to come back to school. Dr. Doherty, thank you for joining us. NORDACOM.org. Can't wait to have you back. You be safe, and thank you for all you do.
Take care, Dahlia.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Live your life and say your moment. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks have been lower in early trading today because of another disappointing weekly first-time jobless claims report from the Labor Department. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the pandemic is still causing historically high job losses.
This marks the 17th straight week of elevated new jobless claims, and this is remaining at levels which previously would have been regarded really as unthinkable on a sustained basis.
A more positive economic report from the government shows that retail sales were up by 7.5% in June. That's well above the 4.5% pickup that retail analysts had expected. The hackers who took over some high-profile Twitter accounts last night have reportedly stolen at least $116,000 with that scam. Twitter says they took control of a number of prominent user accounts by breaking into its internal systems. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants heavy support for schools in any new coronavirus relief bill. He acknowledged yesterday the heavy emphasis on education will be costly, but he said if kids are not back in school this fall, there will be job issues. In the next package, he said he's open to more direct checks as well, but added leaders made a mistake in the last bill, making it more attractive for people to stay home than to go to work. President Trump is picking up a big endorsement from a major police union, the National Association of Police Organizations, saying it is throwing its support behind Mr. Trump for re-election. The group saying it recognizes the top executives, in its words, steadfast and very public support for police on the front lines. The group represents over 1,000 police units and other associations around the U.S. Find us online at usaradio.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I have been really, really hydrating. Now I feel like I can't finish everything I hydrate myself with. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Having a real, real bad hair day. People are telling me that the salons might close again, which means I probably need to get in there and get some work done. There's been a lot of panic. Stimulus check debate is going on right now with Congress. They're deciding whether they're going to give, you know, more $1,200 checks, if they're going to give extra unemployment benefits. what they're going to do with small businesses, and it's a little frustrating being as a business owner, being a taxpayer, being a United States citizen, and, you know, seeing how we're in this position, and many of us don't want handouts from the government. We need it. We need it. Lord have mercy, we need it. But, you know, we don't want to be in this position. And it's interesting because the first payment protection, the PPP loan of the CARES Act, the Paycheck Protection Program, again, the whole purpose of that was to protect paychecks. It was supposed to protect the employees, not supposed to protect the employers. Usually, you know, employers are considered, unfortunately, according to, you know, politicians, rich. They can handle everything. And so let's concentrate our efforts on the employees. But what was kind of smart about what happened with the PPP is it made sure that employees got help as well as employers. Now, the amount of help employers got was not enough to do the job. But at least it allowed those employers to hire back their staff. Now, that was assuming things would be starting to go back to normal in June. So when we applied for PPP money, we got a little bit, not a lot, nowhere near what you see, you know, your neighbors get or what you see online. But that's because, again, we had low overhead, but, you know, we were concerned and, you know, we did have multiple staff and we wanted to make sure that we could pay them, if not that, plus and minimum wage going up and things like that. So we wanted to bump everybody, even if they weren't minimum wage, up. Because, you know, that was, everybody was kind of basically getting a minimum wage bump. And the money we got was going to cover us for 2.5 months. Well, what's happening? Well, in California, you're having rollbacks. In Nevada, things are still kind of sputtering and there's threats of rollbacks. I saw pictures of Disney World. Disney World in Florida opened up, but with all the restrictions, it looked dead. I mean, they had to take reservations. You had to have very, you know, much less people coming into the park. So the park looked practically empty in some pictures. It wasn't empty, mind you. People on roller coasters in masks and not supposed to scream. I don't know if that was an American rule or if it was from another country. But you see them sitting there on the roller coasters, you know, seats apart. So the volume was down. But I'm looking at this going, they can't do this for more than a week or two without going under. I mean, I know we're not here to play a violin for a big corporation such as Disney, but Disney hires a lot of people. They, you know, they have a lot of vendors. They order a lot of food. They need a lot of paint. They need a lot of construction. They need a lot of cleaning. So, you know, these industries, you know, all feed other industries. That's why we were kind of, you know, are awakened to what goes on with the farmers' plight. If they don't have restaurants or bars that are open, and they have all this food, it's getting thrown out. So everybody gets affected by these. So here we have another stimulus package being discussed, and anybody who received benefits first time around needs to kind of take a step back and let those that didn't even get benefits first time around get benefits. But the problem is if we have still more of a lockdown, that 2.5 month relief, if that, and remember, it was 2.5 months relief for staff and payroll. It wasn't 2.5 months relief of rent, of insurance, of all the other expenses that you have, supplies. So, you know, basically, let's say it maybe gave you 1.5 months relief. Okay, well, this has been going on now since March. So here we are, mid-July. We're seeing there's going to be no end to sight. So now what? Well, so how is the government going to streamline, you know, who gets the next set of funds? Sounds like they're going to do checks for everybody. Pretty much same amount, except maybe you'll get more per kid. But most people had spent that money on Amazon or on their credit card before they even got it. The stimulus check is nice and it's needed and I support it, but that doesn't solve our problem. Another PPP loan, another, you know, infusion into small business again helps, but I think what we really, really need is to be able to reopen. I think what we really need is to be able to function. And we have this virus that it's looking more and more like we're not going to be able to control. We've all been wrong about this virus. I've been wrong. I thought that, you know, by the summer, this would kind of follow a similar course. I was going to be prepared that we would still see it in the fall, but I was kind of confident that we would be starting to get control of this by the fall. I'm expecting that to be wrong, all right? And I'll say it, all right? And again, I had made that prediction early March. So, you know, I don't think we're going to have this in control. I think this is a virus that's going to be with us. I think it's a virus that is going to kill more people. It does kill. I think it's a virus that is also going to cause long-term health consequences, but I don't think it's going to affect everybody. I think it's going to affect a minority of people, and the majority of the population, I think, are going to be fine. So do we continue being so disabled and challenged with trying to keep our businesses open, trying to keep ourselves afloat, when the majority of people are going to be fine? Now, mind you, as a doctor, I always worry about the one person who could die. So on the medical side, I'm like, I want everybody protected. But I also understand that there's the health of a business. And as a doctor, I understand that the health of a business also is related to the health of the business owner or to the employees. And so when I see that there's people not getting their jobs back, when I see that there are companies going, look, we barely survived what happened in May, April. We're not surviving what's happening now. And just every day I'm hearing of people saying, we're done, we're done. That's not safe either. And so at some point, we're going to have to go, okay, you know what? All right, we are going to, and I hate to say this, but we're going to have to take a loss. Either we're going to have to take a loss with all these companies going out of business and people drinking and anxiety going up or suicides, or we're going to have to take a loss on, look, people are going to get exposed. And so of those people getting exposed, and I apologize, calls are coming in, of those people getting exposed, or at risk, they're going to have to, you know, bunker down, and we're going to have to figure out alternative ways to supply them or, you know, keep them getting food and working from home, et cetera. And, you know, we're not doing that bad a job. You know, we were still able to keep some businesses open. We were still able to figure out how to get some people to work from home. We had internet working. I mean, you know, when we talk about lockdowns, I mean, we were still able to be on the grid. We were still able to communicate. We were still able to do things. I think we adapted nicely, but we have all these casualties, not only medical casualties, but we have economic casualties, and we have people that are dying. We have people that still haven't gotten their unemployment check. Here we are talking about stimulus check and giving more money and locking down the economy again. And we still have people that haven't even got their unemployment since March, of all ages. And, you know, they have nowhere to go. Nobody's listening to them because there's too many. You know, it's like, you know, there's a battlefield and somebody's calling medic. You know, if you only have a few medics and they're not going to get to everybody. And then you're like, well, maybe squeaky wheel gets the grease. Not always. Some people are starting to be, you know, tone deaf because they're tired of hearing it. But, you know, I'm a doctor. So if there's one person dying, I want to hear and I want to help. So, you know, the stimulus check, don't be surprised if they get rid of that extra $600 a week, because that kind of caused people who could go back to work not wanting to go back to work. So that was a little bit of a bump. But, you know, more money's on its way. It's just who's going to get it. And are some people going to be out of the loop twice in a row? 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dole Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're hearing that hackers linked to Russian intelligence services are trying to steal information about coronavirus vaccine research in the United States, Canada, and the UK. Officials said a group known as APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear, was likely to blame for the attack. Cozy Bear. I'm not making this up. And they said the group is believed to be associated with Russian intelligence. They use spear phishing and custom malware to target vaccine researchers. U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, National Security Agency, Canada's Communications Security Establishment, and the U.K.'s National Cybersecurity Center have joined forces in accusing Russia of the hacking campaign. Now, I get that we don't want people hacking. I get that's a no-no and you want to smack them on the wrist. But being devil's advocate, don't we want other countries to fight coronavirus? I get people want money for the vaccine. I get that. But, don't we want Russian scientists working on this as well? Don't we want to maybe share some data? Because the sooner we all are on board with the vaccine, the better. You have a company brew and allow a virus to mutate while everybody else says, vaccine for us, vaccine for me, oh, over here, I'll take a vaccine for me. Let's leave the Russians out of it. And then the Russians are like, fine, we'll just make our own. That virus mutates. So you kind of need everybody on board at the same time. We can't have these hot spots. Doesn't work well. But that being said, I can't stand it when people hack and steal. And, starts to make us really, really nervous about the next election. And so according to UK Foreign Secretary Dominique Raab, who I think took over when Boris was in the hospital, he said it is completely unacceptable that the Russian intelligence services are targeting those working to combat the coronavirus pandemic while others pursue their selfish interests with reckless behavior. The UK and its allies are getting on with the hard work of finding a vaccine and protecting global health. Excuse me. Paul Chichester, Director of Operations for the UK's National Cybersecurity Center, said we condemn those despicable attacks against those doing vital work to combat the coronavirus pandemic. Working with our allies, the NCSC is committed to protecting our most critical assets and our top priority at this time. They want to protect the health sector. We would urge organizations to familiarize themselves with the advice we have published to help defend their networks. Now, if these hacks were making the system go down and preventing them from doing work, somebody's got to go to jail. But if they were like, look, we've asked you guys for some help, we need some help, and now they're just trying to take it, it shows you the desperation. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov rejected the allegations on Thursday, according to the state-owned TASS news agency. Peskov said that Russia had nothing to do with the alleged cyber attacks on pharmaceutical firms and research institutions, adding that the claims are not backed by proper evidence. So spear phishing was used. It's called spear phishing, but not phishing like, trying to fish for fish. Phishing like P-H-I-S-H. So it's a homonym. They obtained apparently the hackers used spear phishing to obtain authentication credentials to internet-accessible login pages for target organizations. Spear phishing is an attempt where cyber criminals send messages that appear as though they're from a trusted source to get to their victim to reveal sensitive information. So you see, they kind of like spear into you, so to speak. I would probably have a different term than that, but that's okay. So they use custom malware known as WellMess and WellMail, according to the NCSC, which said such tools had not previously been associated with APT-29. We do not know which organizations have been targeted. They haven't released that. But now we have cyber espionage capabilities that can unfortunately threaten our COVID-19 work. So, APT-29 was implicated along another hacker group called Fancy Bear. Now, Fancy Bear is the one who I believe was the, behind the 2016 cyber attack of the Democratic National Committee. They say the organizations developing vaccines and treatments for the virus are being heavily targeted by Russian, Iranian, and Chinese actors seeking a leg up on their own research. So what do? We throw them a bone? Listen, I don't want to deal with terrorists, but the problem is we have a virus that's killing people, and you have a virus that needs to be stomped out everywhere. Okay, you can't do this halfway. You can't be like, well, you know what, we're going to fix America, and then we're going to keep our borders locked. That's not working. People are still coming in and out. So you can't have it brew in Russia. It is in our best interest to make sure these other countries, even if we don't like them, to get, you know, some sort of vaccine going. The problem is this whole vaccine sort of process and attempt also is very money and politically driven. All right? You know, there's like a little competition. And competition is good. Greed is not good. Okay, I don't want to quote Wall Street here, but competition is good because competition gets people off their butts. It gets people out of bed at 4 a.m. You know, early bird gets the worm. And so we want competition, and what is the prize for the competition? Well, the prize is if you come up with the vaccine first, that gets sold. A lot of money in this vaccine. A lot of governments are going to be buying it. Governments are going to be buying it from each other. People are going to be paying for the vaccines. The church is going to be paying for the vaccine. There's a lot of money. So the last thing America or the UK or Canada wants to do is do all the work and then somebody else gets all the money. So I get they have to be protective. They have to be protective. But I'm wondering if there's just some basic, and, you know, this is where the World Health Organization is supposed to be doing their job. This is where, you know, if there is some basic, you know, research, and I mean, I understand it sounds harder than it is, but there are some basic concepts. You isolate the virus, you kill the virus, or you do a live attenuated form, you see if you could reproduce it, and you see if it could cause an immune response. So I'm not exactly sure where these other countries are getting stuck. But that does shed light to maybe they are getting stuck. Maybe this vaccine issue isn't as easy as we think. I mean, we've made vaccines for other things. It does take a while. But if other countries are and again, I know this is alleged, but other countries find themselves in the position that they need to actually aggressively steal, scoop, then are people hitting a wall? And is this a real wall? Is this wall a problem? I mean, we got a lot of smart Iranian scientists and Russian scientists. And, you know, so if Russia or even China is where the virus started from. They possibly had a lab that was studying this. If they really, and I know this is all alleged, if they really have to resort to stealing information because they're stuck, are we stuck also? I mean, you know, science is science. Usually a couple people kind of figure it out at the same time. One might beat us to the moon. One might beat us in space. But for the most part, you know, when it comes to nuclear and, you know, there's, you know, we all seem to, and maybe it's because there's spies. Maybe it's because people steal information. Maybe it's because people contract out or hire and get secrets, and I don't know. But I do find that a little concerning that you do have countries that have to resort to, allegedly, illegal means. How difficult a virus is this to create a vaccine for? 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.